The review of the civilian positions at Fort McCoy is part of a national effort to see if government jobs can be performed more efficiently by contractors. In January, contractor Griffin Services began doing the work of about 400 maintenance workers. But Fort McCoy spokesperson Linda Fournier says the initial decision on the 100 technical positions is it doesn't pay to contract them out. Fournier says the reason is cost.
There's several factors as to why the government can do it cheaper. First of all, a lot of it is based on the knowledge of the job that needs to be done. You know, we're talking about employees who have been doing this for many years, and so there's just that institutional knowledge about how you can do the job and to do it most cost effective.
The 100 jobs expected to remain government jobs include people running the airfield, ranges, training areas, and facilities. Fournier says contractor Griffin Services has 30 days to look at the recommendation and appeal it. Otherwise, the decision becomes final. Another 30 information management jobs are being studied. About 1,800 civilians hold government jobs at Fort McCoy, 800 of which were eligible for possible study. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.